The Open House and Study are a collaboration between Heber City, Wasatch County, UDOT, and the Mountain Land Association of Governments, or MAG. Sean Seeger of MAG says they received plenty of feedback at the Open House.
Yeah, we had a really good turnout. I think we estimated 220 people showed up on a very cold winter night and came out and got educated about the different options that are being considered and gave us great input about their thoughts, their ideas, their concerns, and things that they're interested in seeing more. About.
Around 30,000 daily trips occur on Heber's Main Street today. UDOT predicts that by 2050, if the route is unchanged, it could rise to over 40,000. Seeger also noted that the population of both Wasatch County and the entire state of Utah is expected to double by 2050. One hotly contested item of the bypass was the southern portion of the parkway. The recommended route would have those traveling northbound on US 40 veer left onto a new road located just south of Holiday Inn Express. That road would reconnect with 1300 South. The road would run right near the Walmart and next to a few neighborhoods. Colleen Southwick, a resident of the Alpine Meadows neighborhood, expressed her frustration with the recommended route.
We don't understand why the 189 is to be rerouted, directly in our backyards. And I'm not saying they care more about the truckers, but sometimes it feels like that. It's like, why are we caring if they have to come here and back up? You know, that might take, you know, I don't know. I really don't know.
Seeger explained that if the route is selected, mitigations would be made to lower the impact of the road on the neighborhoods.
1300 South would be on the edge of our neighborhood, on the south edge of an existing neighborhood in the sewer farm area. There's actually a drainage canal that would separate the two activities. And so this would be new construction in a new filled area. But the residents that back up against that are very concerned about the truck traffic, the general traffic that would be attracted to that new road. And so I understand their concerns. I think there's ways to mitigate the impacts of that traffic on that neighborhood with things like sound wall, berms, tree plantings, and other strategies.
Seeger says the possible rerouting of 189 is not related to an airport expansion.
The purpose of rerouting the alignment of 189 is to make a straight through direction to US 40 on the north end. We do have an option to bring the bypass down Southfield Road, and that would keep 189 in the same location as it is today. So there's a couple options there that we still need to look at. One of them does take the road further away from the airport. That could benefit the airport in terms of their safety margins, but it would not do anything in terms of realigning airport improvement or anything that way.
The next step in the process is securing $4 million for an environmental impact study. Partners are looking to secure the funds through multiple avenues, including UDOT funding and a CIB grant. After the study, there are still plenty of steps left, including securing the land before construction can begin. Seeger says they aren't sure of exactly what the timeline will look like.
It'd be great if we could get an alignment that we all agree upon so we can conduct corridor preservation so that when we do need to build something, we have a corridor that's been cleared environmentally, has been preserved by the local governments, and that's what Wasatch County and Heber City have been doing with their local corridor preservation fund. They purchased more than $3 million of right-of-way for the bypass, and it would be great if we could all agree upon where the bypass is going to be in the future.
Another aspect of the meeting was the Main Street revitalization. Seeger said that elected officials envision Heber's Main Street becoming a destination somewhat like Park City's historic Main Street. You can find a link to the materials presented at the open house on KPCW's website. A public comment period is open now through March 6th. You can send your comments via email to HeberValleyCorridor@utah.gov. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.